So next up, we have Roland Biddleson. So Roland,
Hi.
please go ahead and share your screen.
Everyone. My name is Roland, and I'm a postdoc joining in, I believe, the mathematical physics group, but I've not been told that, so I assume that that's true. So I got my PhD over the summer at the University of Cambridge with David Skinner. And I'm broadly speaking interested in integrable systems, and in particular their connections to twister theory and 4D Shannon-Simons theory. So I've got a couple of slides to give you a flavor of some of these ideas. So it's long been known that many integrable partial differential equations arise as symmetry reductions of the anti-self-dual Yang-Mills equations. So here you've got some connection on a G-bundle over space-time, and you just require that the curvature of that connection is anti-self-dual. That's a conformally invariant condition, so you can lift some action of a conformal group to the G-bundle, and then impose invariance on the connection, and what you find is you get a whole range of classical integral partial differential equations. In fact, this is so successful that Ward conjectured that all integral systems arise in this way. I don't think that's true, but he conjectured it. More recently, Costello and Yamazaki have come up with a new proposal for describing classical integrable systems in two dimensions, and that's using this pretty wacky theory called 4D Shannon-Simons. So here, this is defined on the product of a 2D smooth manifold on which this integrable theory lives, and a Riemann surface, which is just going to be a Riemann sphere in this case. And what they show is that if you insert various order and disorder defects into this theory, and then you solve in the fiber direction, the CP1 Riemann surface direction, you get a whole range of classical integrable field theories. I've also included a picture of the Young-Baxter equation because this theory is connected to the Young-Baxter equation, but that's not immediately relevant. I just like the picture. You've got these two totally different descriptions of classical integral field theory. I've rewritten the first one a little bit because we wanted to work at the level of field theory, so we need an action. There's no good action for the anti-self-dual Yang-Mills equations, but you can get an action for its gauge fix 4. So that's what's all on the right-hand side. So is there some connection between these things? And I've showed that indeed there is. So you need to go to this thing called twister space. So twister space is a three complex dimension manifold that you associate to a four-dimensional space-time. In this case, we're just doing black space. And it comes with a canonical complex structure. So it's a CP1 fiber space-time, but it has a canonical complex structure which captures the conformal structure of the space-time. And given this is a complex manifold, it's natural to study holomorphic theories on it. And one particular theory is holomorphic Shannon-Simons theory. There are obstructions to actually putting that thing on twister space because twister space isn't Calabi-Yau, but Costello recently came up with a proposal to circumvent that. And so I studied this thing in a range of different cases, and you find that you obtain a whole bunch of 4D integrable theories on space-time. These equations of motion are equivalent to the anti-self-dual Yang-Mills equations. You can also get more general things. And it's very natural to ask, can you complete this picture? And indeed you can. You lift the conformal group to twister space, you perform the reduction there, and you land precisely on 4D Shannon-Simons theory with assertions of defects. So I'm interested in all parts of this picture. I'm interested in obtaining new defects in 4D Shannon-Simons theory by exploiting this construction. I'm interested in the 4D theories on space-time and understanding their classical and quantum properties using the 6D description. And finally, there's loads of sort of string theory underlying this. So holomorphic Shannon-Simons is the string field theory description of the open B model. 4D Shannon-Simons is string field theory description of a mixed AB model. And the 4DWW model is actually the string field theory of n equals 2 open and metrologic strings. So there's certainly lots of interesting things going on there. So that's what I want to say. Hopefully that's given you an idea. And yeah, please ask some questions in the break if you're interested. Thank you.